TED Audio Collective.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. The way we eat has many implications for not just our bodies, but our planet. And one of the ways we can help the fight against further environmental damage is through food literacy. That's the way Chef Peggy Chan sees it. She's here today to share the importance of understanding the impact nutritious diets have on our health, economy, and climate justice.
Hello, everyone. I'm a plant-based chef. Don't worry, I'm not here to judge you or to turn you vegan. The truth is, solving the climate crisis will require more than shifting diets. If we want our planet to be able to feed 10 billion people by 2050, we have to make some drastic changes. So, as a chef, our lives really aren't as glamorous as what TV makes them out to be. When we first start off as prep cooks, our jobs are actually pretty brutal and repetitive. Try peeling and slicing onions for 4 hours straight, or mashing 60 kilos of potatoes in one go. Not fun. There's a basic set of protocols for every single good cook. Show up to work on time, make accurate purchases, listen to orders, prep for service, cook the same dishes over and over again, and keep your stations clean. When service is over, scrub up, clock out, and leave after a 12 to 14 hour shift. The next day, come back and do it all over again. If you stand out, chef might give you an opportunity to come up with a new dish. And if it's that good, it might make it on the menu. But if you're really that great, you might get recognized, open a restaurant, win an award for how well you've cooked. A new breed of chefs has emerged. Chefs like Virgilio Martinez, who pushes boundaries in cooking with native Peruvian ingredients. Chef Jose Andres, who mobilizes his kitchen to provide meals in the wake of natural disasters. And Jamie Oliver, who aims to cut childhood obesity by half in the UK in the next 10 years. One thing in common we chef activists have is a natural curiosity to question everything. And no, not just molecular gastronomy, but how what we do is directly related to nutrition, biodiversity, and climate change. It's this curiosity that has allowed me to question everything. And it's given me the food literacy that I needed to actually make better decisions for myself, my family, and my businesses. So understanding how our food is processed is an aspect of food literacy that helps consumers make better decisions and more sustainable decisions. But all of the social, environmental, and health aspects of food wasn't taught to me at school or at work. And food literacy should encompass everything from nutrition to composting to sustainable business management. But because it's such a new topic, there's still a lot that we don't know, especially what we should learn and how we should even teach it. Students in culinary school are not actually given a lot of opportunity to source and purchase ingredients on their own, because what's needed for a class is generally prepared beforehand. They're not taught how to compare ingredients based on health benefits, nor decipher labels other than the expiry date. So when diet-related deaths are on the increase, shouldn't it be important that we teach chefs not only how to win Michelin stars, but how to feed people with good, nutritious food? We've also left all of our climate issues for the environmentalists to solve. Today, up to 37% of the greenhouse gas in the world is derived from the food sector. That's everything from land use to processing to consumption, all the way down to food loss and waste. According to the United Nations, the latest statistics actually says that the food system employs 4.5 billion out of the 7.8 global billion global population. That's more than one in every two of us. So shouldn't the chefs and the farmers and the meat packers, those who are marketing food and serving food, be at the heart of this knowledge so that we can all work together to reverse global warming? We need fundamental reform in food education should we want to reverse global warming. Without this training, those who are working in the food sector will continue to aggravate the climate crisis rather than to help solve it. So one of the particular ways that I find actually helpful when teaching food literacy in my kitchens is through the menu. We design a menu not only to appease taste and extravagance, but also to spark discussion. Because how we source and what we choose as ingredients all matters. And you see, there's a lot of thinking happening from an academic level about the food systems. But what we really need to do quickly now is to make it practical. We're one of the rare industries in the world where the consumer and the creator are both present at the point of consumption. So why shouldn't we take this to our advantage? And for our planet's advantage too. And it isn't only the chefs that need to become more food literate. Food businesses need to hold each other accountable by setting up measurement tools across the industry so that we as chefs, farmers, and restaurant owners can actually operate by sustainability goals, not just profit goals. What we can do is to urge our local government bodies to agree on set standards. Look, there is no single magic bullet to solving all of our health and environmental problems. You might think, what difference is one meal going to make anyway? Long-term change requires patience. And I can tell you that it begins with you. Every time you think about that next meal, consider asking yourself these questions. How are the ingredients produced and where do they come from? Is eating this food good for me and my family's health? Who benefits? Is the money you're spending being fairly trickled down to the primary producers, or is it staying up top? And chefs, be ready to answer more questions. The demand for healthier, cleaner, and more sustainable is coming. As you head to dinner tonight, think about where those ingredients you're eating are coming from. Perhaps take up a plant-based online cooking course, or check out a farmer's market this weekend. Who knows? You might just have stumbled into the most delicious and effective way to solve climate change.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Hong Kong. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Tin Hau. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.